This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
We have such a treat for you today. Those listening, we're so grateful for you tuning in today. We have a dear old friend, and we have some new friends. And so, first off, we'll start off with a dear old friend. We have Laura Harris-Smith, and we've had her on a few times. She's come out with all these amazing books. Some of them are absolutely like a must-read as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, she has a new book that just came out. Welcome, Laura.
Hi, Robbie. How are things in the Truth Booth this morning?
They're fun. Really fun. A little bit cooler than it is, but you're up there in Nashville, right? So it's probably pretty cold up there, too. So
yeah, it's always unpredictable here.
And so how fun is this? The National Religious Broadcasters Convention is next week,
right. And
I'm on my way to Nashville, and I'll get to see you there.
I know. I'm always happy about that.
But we did want to get out a word about this new book. I love the title. It says, Get Well Soon.
Yeah, I had to contend with that one with my publisher just a little bit because they said it's so generic. And I said, are you kidding? We have free advertisement in every, gift card aisle and hospital Get Well Soon balloon. And, so it's everywhere.
But it's an invitation to supernatural healing and learning to walk.
Right.
In divine health. And so I know you guys are going to be blessed to hear Laura's information. And she has so many things on so many different levels. So that's going to be really fun. But also with us today, we have Dan Austin and Terry Smith, who may not be on the mic, but we got him in the studio anyway. And they are with Joy Ranch. And so Joy Ranch strives to serve some of the most vulnerable among us, children in crisis, and through providing a safe home built on Christ's love. So you guys are up in Virginia?
Yes, just in the edge of Virginia, not too far from the North Carolina state line and on top of the mountain there.
Wonderful. And so tell us just briefly, what's Joy Ranch?
Joy Ranch is a Christian children's home. We distinctly identify ourselves as a Christian home for children. We take in children that are in crisis and place them in a Christian home setting. Use a family model to introduce them to the love of Jesus Christ, to surround them with the truths of God's Word. Very few of our children come to us with any experience with church or any knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so to take them out of a world setting and put them in a loving Christian home is just kind of mind-blowing to them. And yet very eye-opening to see what love truly is.
That's beautiful. So we're going to hear, you can see, we're loaded for bear today. But speaking, it was Joy Ranch, so speaking of ranch, you knew this was coming, didn't you? The cowboy that got fired from his ranch job wasn't crazy. No, he was just deranged. That's what... And I know this rancher who has 100 head of cattle, but he thought there were only 99 until he rounded them up. You like that when they do that?
Where do you come up with these things?
Oh, there's more where those came from. So here you go. You might be shocked to know this, but surprisingly, Julius Caesar preferred ranch. He just did. There you go. That's a little laugh track. And, of course, any good rancher knows that a sleeping steer is a bulldozer and a funny steer is a laughing stock. There you go. So
you stayed up all night for these.
I'm going to stop butchering these cow jokes here in a second and ask the actual riddle so you can call in and win today. So in order to not be an utter sin, what two cows couldn't the Jews kill on the same day? In order to not be an utter sin, What two cows couldn't the Jews kill on the same day? If you know the answer to that, you call us at 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And if they know the answer to that, Danny, tell them what they'll win.
All right. Well, they're going to win. We've got some great prizes today. We've got tickets to the Wake Forest and Duke basketball game. And we also have tickets for Wake Forest and Notre Dame. And we also have some books, of course, from the Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault.
So did you hear that? We're talking Duke tickets here.
That's right.
All you've got to do is tell us this. This is a great riddle. I personally think, what two cows, you know, we don't want you to be in utter sin here. So what two cows couldn't the Jews kill on the same day? 866-348-7884. Laura, you've endured that humor now for several times.
Oh, my gosh. I'm bracing myself for the answer. I can't even imagine.
So, you know, God has done such amazing things in your own health. That it's cool that, you know, that 2 Corinthians passage, like, God's comforted to us so that we could be a comfort to the comfort. You know how that goes?
Right.
Yeah, so exactly. share a little of your story.
Well, I grew up in, you know, a family that loved the Lord, but that didn't ever necessarily believe in the concept of going to God when we had an issue with our physical bodies. And so... it almost seems like the enemy's weapon of choice my whole life has been physical sickness. And yet people tell me when they look at me, they can't tell that. I'm not defined by that. But it is no surprise that the Lord had to draw me, woo me into this place of trusting him as a healer. So basically, I just grew up thinking, you know, you handle everything. My dad was a farmer, so you eat your vegetables, you do all of that kind of stuff. But then he starts, I find myself in these impossible situations, whether it was adrenal fatigue. I almost lost my life because I was on the brink of adrenal failure. It's called adrenal fatigue, and I did not even know I had it until I was in stage 3. Stage 4 is when all your organs shut down. So that, you know, was one of the things God led me into, just having to dig into the healing scriptures, see how he presented himself to us as a healer. And then once I solidified that in my mind, that that's what he was, I still found myself having to cooperate with him and use all of the things I had learned growing up about nutrition. And it was a combination of both of those things, the natural and the supernatural, that got me to a full recovery. And so I basically, along the way, discovered two camps. One I call the one and done. You know, we believe that you lay your hands on somebody and the sick will recover. And I love calling down miracles. I've experienced instant miracles myself. And then there's this other camp that really doesn't believe in that, but that they believe God can do it, but they don't ever go to him and ask for it. And I just, through the writing of Get Well Soon, really wanted to bring those two camps together. That's what God's done in my life. It's what's borne the most lasting fruit. And so the book is a book on both. It is a book of over 200 healing prayers that you can pray for just about every illness you can imagine, including an infirmity index that's alphabetized. You just turn to it and pray these things for yourself using scripture. But then also what I call miracle menus and how to maintain your miracle through good nutrition. I am a nutritionist. I have a couple of degrees in original medicine, and I will be a naturopathic doctor this time next year. So it's just been a
really?
Journey
how,
for me.
How cool is that? So interestingly, yeah. I'm curious, Dan, was there something in your own life that kind of led you to Joy Ranch as being a way that you could give back?
I've always had a passion for missions and for sharing the gospel story, and been very involved in missions through the years, and partly out of disobedience to God and trying to make that up to God. And of course, you can't ever make things up to God. But
I know that feeling.
But I led mission teams for 3 years up to Joy Ranch to help them with some projects on their campus.
And, all right. Well, you can see we got a lot coming up on the next segment of Kingdom Pursuits, but we need your answer about the two cows. Now, what two cows could they not kill on the same day? I love the answer to this. It's going to be fun. You got it to us. Call us 866-34-TROOP. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. We're so blessed to have old friend Laura Harris. Well, she's not old. She's very young. But my old friend, Laura Harris-Smith, is
very funny.
Her new book is Get Well Soon, An Invitation to Supernatural Healing and Learning to Walk in Divine Health. And I love what you said a minute ago, that you have those two camps of we're going to call down this miracle, and then those other people that are working on these other things, and to bring us all together.
it's a tall order.
You know, I heard John Eldridge say something right along those same lines with mental health, that there's, with Christian counselors, there's two camps there very similarly, and the two don't want to talk to each other.
No, they don't.
Because they think
they don't.
They're like, one of them is Baptist and the other one's, you know, Methodist. I don't know what the deal is, but I find that fascinating.
The other thing is that, you know, I was literally at a talk show one time, which was known for its supernatural approaches to everything, and which I'm fine with, but I'm just saying that while I was there speaking about my other book, The 30-Day Faith Detox. It goes into great detail about cleansing foods, healing foods, the nutrients God put in foods to do certain things against certain illnesses in our bodies. And one of the ministers there actually came up to me and said what I was doing was works. She said she considered it to be works. And I said, oh my goodness, no. I said, we were created to be healthy. It takes much more work to get sick. You know, and so God just has, along the way, allowed me to see how each camp works against each other. Can you imagine how strong the army of God would be and healthy if we work together?
Yeah, prayer seems to work along those lines, even in Joy Ranch, right, Dan? Like, I would imagine that prayer is fundamental to being able to manage. You got 9 kids up there that are
being faith-based ministry like we are, that it's this intimate relationship with Christ, while walking, seeking him out, and his provisions and his directions and his wisdom, his insight, understanding, to the heart and the soul of these children that we're working with. And, as she's talking about there, though, if God's people all come together and in faith call out to him, it's just amazing at the things that God is willing to do. I mean, he's able to do all things. We just keep his hands tied all of the time.
Right.
So you're relatively new at Joy Ranch, I understand. How did that calling come about? I'm curious.
I had been a director of missions in South Carolina and had pastored in South Carolina and had been involved in mission trips and had led several mission trips.
Was this at a church there?
As the director of missions, I worked with 63 Baptist churches.
Okay, so it was like an association position.
Yes. Okay. And we always did family mission trips and men's mission trips and different kinds, and I brought teams up to help Joy Ranch out. And just I didn't realize it, what God was doing at the time, but he was growing a love in my heart for more than just a love, a passion for the ministry of Joy Ranch.
And so what grabbed you?
Just hate to be a smart aleck, but God grabbed me. I wasn't looking. I'm one of these guys that God put something in front of me, and I'm just
so. Was there a child there or something, and you saw the turnaround, or no, maybe it was
just the need for sharing Jesus Christ with hurting families, with hurting children, and having done a lot of pastoral work and families and working as a support for DSS back in South Carolina, realizing just all that was involved in healing a hurting child's heart, and just want so much to see that every child could have that opportunity to live a happy life, a healthy life, a life with the knowledge of God.
Yeah, I mean, what a beautiful thing, you know, by bringing Christ into the lives of this hurting family, you know, and I'm certain that often the children, after they come to Christ, guess what they do? They turn to their parents. And those things grow, and you got a mission field like, oh my goodness, right here in your backyard.
Yes, it opportunities galore, we'll say, okay? but just the way God works and drawing people to himself, and whether it's hurting physically, like Laura's talking about, hurting mentally, like you were talking about, or just all of the social ills within our society that tear families apart, tear people apart.
So, Laura, your new book, what chapter or what experience would you say you can hardly wait till the readers get to read this? This is what's going to flip. What is the one that's like, oh, man, wait till they see this?
Well, let me just say that I have 6 children, so I understand what you mean about, we were talking about children earlier, and it's a real mission field even right at home. And one time I told the Lord, I went to teach a class, and there were only 5 people there. And I said, Lord, I have 6 children at home who I could be ministering to, so let's make a deal. I won't ever teach to an audience again that's less than 6 people. please bring me at least 6. I think the chapter, or I'm just going to say the section, is section 1. Section 2 contains all those healing prayers in it I was talking about, but section 1 is 10 solid chapters on teaching on everything I was just talking about. Number 1, deciding how well you really want to be. And then I have actual worksheets in here on how to take inventory of your body, mind, and spirit, which is what original medicine is. Just going back to the creation and just seeing, looking at the timeline of your life, wow, it's coming full circle with everything we're talking about today. And seeing, when were there emotional traumas that happened during this timeline of your life, and what physical symptoms resulted in your body weeks, months, years later. So it's just linking those, the body, the mind, and the spirit, and then just deciding that God didn't do that to you, how to pray the prayer of faith. We look at scriptures on the healing scriptures themselves, and then just knowing how to approach it with your faith, because we don't want to have faith in our faith. We want to have faith in God.
There you go. And, that's kind of, in my own life, I don't know how many times I get frustrated. And in prayer, Jesus will often tell me, Robbie, is it the faith in them that you're concerned about, or your faith in me? Like, you're looking to them for their, or you're looking to this situation for your answer, or are you looking to me for your answer? And it's amazing how many times I go in the wrong direction there.
Exactly.
So there are those of you out here listening that right now you need to ask about this 2-cow situation. Now, we don't want anybody out there to be in utter sin. I mean, that would be horrible. And so, what 2 cows were not Jews not allowed to? You got Duke tickets, or if you prefer a book, just call us. I cannot believe this easy question would stump my audience. 866-348-7884 is a number to call in and win. 866-348-7884. So, Dan, can you put some flesh on maybe, and I don't know, you probably can't give specific names, but can you kind of tell us a story of a child that you've experienced, and since you've been there since July, that you're like, oh my gosh, look what God did here.
We have one of our residents that multiple situations of abuse, parents in jail, and just never heard of God, had no knowledge of God, but needed some place to live. And
how old are they? Just
we can take children from ages 5 to 17. If we get a child in before they turn 17, then we can keep them until they're 21. That's what our license is good for. But this particular young lady has come in, and she's just kind of been in a culture shock because all she has ever known is evil and pain. And
how old is she?
She's 14.
Okay.
And suddenly now she is exposed to love, concern, a support system, and she's just kind of torn right now. This is old stuff. It's what I'm comfortable with. It's what I'm used to. Can I really trust?
Yeah, there's a motive behind this kindness right here. I'm being groomed.
Yes, exactly. Right. I've been abused many times before, so this is just a different twist to it, a different angle, and trying to just to watch her slowly open up and realize, wait a second, there's not a motive here. There's not ill will here. There's not meanness or wickedness here. Something brand new to her, and so it's just been a joy to watch her start opening up.
But you point out a wonderful thing that, you know, we all expect somebody's going to hear the gospel, respond, and everything's good in a week or two. No. This is a long process to somebody who's experienced, you know, this kind of betrayal at this kind of level. Like, oh my goodness, but a mission field nonetheless, because you've been put place to begin the process of what would be a healing, really, Laura, right? It's a healing?
You know, I am thankful you said that. I was just about to ask you if I could talk about the difference in healing and miracles. I was actually, one day I was very discouraged. This was about 20 years ago, and I was like, why am I not getting better in my body? I'm doing all the right things. And I actually wound up just the Lord just showed me in 1 Corinthians 12 that gifts of the Spirit, there's 9 of them, not 8. Healings and miracles are 2 different things. So I began researching, and, you know, I can tell you more after the break if you want.
That would be good. And we got Andy Bowersox has got something to tell us, my good friend. He's going to be on the phone with us. And so we got, and we need you. Come on now, don't be an utter sin. You got to call in this cow joke. Robbie Dillmore here, and the Truth Network podcasts have helped make MyPillow the company it is today. And now Mike Lindell, who, by the way, I've met and is a great guy, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. For the first time, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Who never thought that my dream job would be selling MyPillows? Maybe you're getting tired of these sleeping jokes, but you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow is regularly $89.99, but with a promo code GETTRUTH, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code GETTRUTH or call 800-942-9613 for these great radio specials. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today we have with us Laura Harris Smith, the author of her new book, Get Well Soon, and Dan Austin Terry Smith with Joy Ranch. Terry wants to remain anonymous, so he's over here. And we have Andy Bowersox going to be with us in a minute talking about his event. But first, oh my goodness, I have Buddy is in Mount Holly, and Buddy has an answer to our riddle. So I know you all have been on the edge of your seat there to know about these two cows. Buddy, I am so thankful that you're not an utter sin like so many others. How are you, sir?
But I'm doing great. How are you doing today, Robbie?
I am awesome. I'm awesome. So what two cows couldn't the Jews kill on the same day?
Well, I hope I've got the right answer here. I'm looking at Leviticus, and I think it's chapter 22, and it says that you must not slaughter the mother or its offspring in the same day.
You are exactly right, Buddy. That is awesome, man.
Great.
I you know, there's something about that scripture that, and you're not supposed to cook a cow in its mother's milk. You see God's heart towards animals right there, that, you know, there's compassion there, that this isn't just an unfeeling God who allows things, you know, like that. Don't you think that's cool?
That is, absolutely. You know, being very strong advocate for pro-life and work with Crisis Pregnancy Center here in the area. And, you know, just felt God call me into that ministry back years ago, and just a strong supporter of the most innocent among us. And
so awesome, buddy. God bless you.
I know that's God's heart.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, it really is. It's so cool. God bless you. Thank you for calling in today and winning.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Robbie.
God bless.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Love your show.
Thanks. All right, we got Andy Bowersox on the phone, and Andy is another good friend. And Andy, you got a big event coming up. For those who don't know, Andy Bowersox is the Energize Ministry Executive Director and founder, and help for pastors and their wives. And you got an event, right?
You know, I've just been sitting here thinking, Robbie, it's been a while since I've heard you promote for us. It's kind of nice. We should do this more often, shouldn't we?
We really should. You know, we've been good friends a long time. So, yeah, you guys are one of my favorite ministries that have helped me personally. I don't know how many times.
Well, I'm sure we'll do it again at some point. But you're right. You know, Robbie, everything we do is positioned as a gift of appreciation for local pastor, well, pastors all over, but this one in particular is just another unique gift that we're offering. You guys have seen the posters and the promotions for the I Still Believe movie coming out. It's the real-life story about Jeremy Camp. I saw the other day a secular magazine that was promoting it as the most romantic movie of the year. So anyway, we have an opportunity to show some local pastors a pre-screen of it. They'll get to see it a couple weeks before it actually comes out to the public. We're doing it this coming Friday night. It's February 28th. We're going to do it right here in Winston-Salem. And you can RSVP. If you're a local pastor listening or you want to let your pastors know, it'd be a great date night. We'll have some popcorn and soft drinks there. And it'll be this coming Friday night, February 28th, 7 p.m. You can get the details on our website. It's energizedministries.com. And just go ahead and RSVP or let your pastors know. And we'd love to have you. It's kind of a movie targeted not so much evangelistically as much as getting young people to think. There's some real A-list actors in this film. But it's a top quality one, and we're looking forward to having a big crowd for it.
Yeah, it's along the lines of I can only imagine. You can see the same kind of, it's going to be a blockbuster. I've seen the previews for it. It looks absolutely outstanding. I actually kind of hate I'm going to be in Nashville on Friday because I would love to be out there with you guys. But so Energize Ministries, not only do they have their own website, energizedministries.com, but also Energize Ministries and Facebook. And you've got the information there too, right, Andy?
Yeah, actually, that's probably even a better way to check it out. You can go to Energize Ministries on Facebook. You'll see the event right there, and just click on that. That'll help us, you know. So if you're social media savvy, that's a great way too. But if not, just reach out to us through the website and just get your name on the list. And we'll look forward to seeing a whole crowd of people over there and enjoying. You know, you mentioned it earlier, Robbie. This is a Lionsgate film. I mean, it's got a lot of horsepower behind it. And nothing but good reviews. And so, anyway, yeah, we're looking forward to showing it and seeing what kind of reaction we get. And then just blessing some local ministry leaders with a night out. Won't cost them anything, no expectation. Just come out, enjoy it, and just hear.
And let me just say, since I got you on the phone, that if you knew Andy, his heart is prayer for your pastors. I mean, like, here's these spiritual leaders are all out there in the midst of a battle, as are my guests with us today. And so, Andy, we'd be remiss if we didn't remind people to pray for their pastor, wouldn't we?
We would. In fact, glad you mentioned that, Robbie. You know, that is the heartbeat of our ministry, is just elevating, right, helping people understand and embrace the power of bold, expected prayer. And so I'm unfortunate. I'm not in an area where I can hear the rest of your show, but I know that prayer is always part of the answer, no matter what the topic is you're discussing there. And so, we're advocates for that. I'm sure there'll be some of that as we just ask for God's blessing and anointing over all the leaders that come on this particular event. But absolutely, like, if you're listening out there and you're not doing anything else, you can offer up some prayers of protection and provision for your pastors, your ministry leaders, their families. They need it, and whether it's one word or an entire chapter, it doesn't matter. It all comes into it moves in response to the hand of the Lord. So we appreciate that acknowledgement, and always encourage people to be studious in their prayers.
Keep up the great work, Andy. God bless so much. I really appreciate
you guys. All right, you guys have a great morning.
Thank you. All right. Moving back to Laura, as you got a chance to hear all that. I love the way you always are digesting what's being said, and so I'm very curious your take on all that.
Well, I'm loving everything from what he just said to what Dan said to what you had a commercial for Joni Erickson Tata. All of this proves my point. We have to understand that God is a God of process. And everyone's ministry, both camps I've been describing, can be summed up into this one thought, if you are going for wholeness, that is. And that is that, if you're discouraged and you're thinking, well, I believe I can get better, I believe I can improve, but I asked God to heal me and he didn't. I just want to encourage your listeners with this thought today. I was in that same exact place. And I heard the Lord tell me to go to 1 Corinthians 12. I looked at the 9 gifts of the Spirit. I was like, okay, Lord, what? I know all these already. He said, look, there's a difference. There's two different ones, the gift of healing and the gift of miracles. Research what those are, Laura. And as I began to research them, I realized that miracles, the Greek word for that, it actually means the instantaneous work of God to establish the man of God. So it's like somebody's preaching, signs and wonders break out, everybody gets saved. A healing is more of a process word. All of your guests today have this in common. We are taking people through trying to get healing, body, mind, or spirit. And that is like believers will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. One of those Greek words is therapeo, and it means therapy, medicine, cures, that type of thing. So a lot of times we pray for a miracle, and unfortunately we get a healing. But that just means it's a process. You're going to have to cooperate with God. You're going to have to lean on the rest of the body of Christ. It's a beautiful process. I think you come out more whole on the other end.
Right. And along those lines, we want to mention, with Joy Ranch, that part of the process is to have prayer engagement there, right? And how families can be engaged. When we come back, we're going to talk about how families can get engaged with Joy Ranch, or how they can get engaged with Laura's book. We got all that stuff coming up. And, we got another set of tickets to give away to another Wake Forest game. So maybe you have another answer that you've been sitting on that you were thinking about to keep people from utter sin. This could be horrible. You call us 866-348-7884. Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today we have some wonderful folks. God has done that very thing. They're sort of poster child, for this concept of God's taking their passion. We have Dan Austin, Terry Smith with Joy Ranch. And Joy Ranch strives to serve some of the most vulnerable among us, children in crisis. I love that it's sort of a mission field with children that are, their families are in struggle. Well, you talked about that one girl's parents were incarcerated, and they're providing a safe home built on Christ's love, and the mission field that's along that is just unbelievable. And we also have with us Laura Harris Smith, my good friend and author of her new book, Get Well Soon, An Invitation to Supernatural Healing and Learning to Walk in Divine Help. So Dan, how could families, if they hear this and they go, how could we pray for Joy, or how could they, what would their response be to what your message is?
There's so many ways that families or churches even can be involved in the ministry of rescuing children from desperate situations. Obviously, we've already talked about prayer and the importance of that, and we covet prayers. We ask regularly for people to be praying for us. We can't give specific details in most cases about what our children are going through, but to just cover us with blanket us with prayer, so valuable to lots of mission trip opportunities. I know there's always families or individuals or churches, church groups that are looking for mission places that they can go and serve God and feel like they're making a difference. And we have lots of opportunities for people to come and participate in the ministry, where everything from actual physical work of maintaining. God has blessed us with 62 acres, and so it's a great deal of work to maintain all of that and the buildings and properties and stuff. We have an educational resource center on campus where we tutor our children. Most of the children come in without a good support system for education. And so we're trying to work with the schools and help them get their grades up, get up to grade level, but also to instill in them a passion for learning. And so to come and help one-on-one with our children, or to cook a meal for the cottages and come and sit down and eat with our children, just all kinds of different ways that people can be involved.
You might be listening and God's putting this on your heart. I would point out that if you go to kingdompursuits.com, you can find out all about Joy. There's links. We've given the history there, Joy Ranch. You go to Kingdom Percent. But I'm sure there's joyranch.org.
Joyranch.org. And on Facebook, we try to post regularly pictures and information about the ministry and what's going on.
And so you wouldn't turn down money if somebody
wanted to say. Absolutely not. I was hoping you would give me that chance. We are a faith-based ministry, and we only
receive.
And
they're not affiliated with any particular denomination either. So you don't have to concern yourself with that. And their statement of faith and all is there at their website. And so, you know, if God's putting it on your heart to do that, you know, just go to Kingdom Pursuits or Joy Ranch. .org and away you go. And Laura, her book, you might be shocked to know, is also at Kingdom Pursuits. And we would love for you to order it. But the other thing I would add is that when you order a book, you know, and you get it from a new author, then go back on Amazon and rate it and say what you thought about it. It means so much to the authors to have feedback, because they're like people in radio. We never hear how we're doing.
it's the truth, and we do have 5 stars on Amazon right now for this particular book. But I mean, you said something a minute ago. Marilyn Hickey, I heard her say one time, I was on her show and she was advertising one of the books, and she said, books are like missionaries. They go where you can't go when you're asleep at night. So she said, buy two or three.
There you go. Buy two or three. Give them, because, you know, what a neat thing to because somebody's health could be radically changed as a matter of reading this and just the prayers that are involved.
Right.
Because if you get God involved, I mean, how could you miss?
Yeah. Body, mind, and spirit. My heart is really all three. And I think God's is too, because the world is trying to find wholeness by segregating those three parts. We can't segregate the Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit. And we were made in His image, because you already see the Trinity heart at work in the book of Genesis, you know, in the Garden of Eden. Let us make in our image. So we're only going to be whole when we're treating those three parts of ourselves, body, mind, and spirit.
That's beautiful. It really is. And pitch some of your other books, Laura, because there's the dream book is my favorite personally. Like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So tell about the other books.
Well, the one you're referencing is Seeing the Voice of God. I think that one's 5 years old now, and I believe we're in our reprinting. I'm just thankful for that one, because I believe it's the birthright of every believer to hear the voice of their Father, including at night in dreams and visions. So there's that. And then we've got the 30-Day Faith Detox, which really is a book about faith and how to clean out any toxins in your faith that may be just preventing you from getting ahead in life. And we do that with a body, mind, and spirit approach. And then I had the Healthy Living Handbook, and that was really the most inclusive and encyclopedic work I've ever done. And then, of course, now Get Well Soon.
Well, there you go. Again, all this stuff is at kingdompursuits.com. Find out about Joy Ranch and Laura Harris-Smith, her books. We're just so grateful that you listened today to Kingdom Pursuits. It means so much to us. Now we got so much truth coming at you. Encouraging Prayer with James Banks, followed by The Masculine Journey, starts here now at 12 o'clock. So much truth coming at you on the Truth Network. Thanks for listening.